Welcome to episode 108 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. Also, the rules and the tools to help you succeed in your personal and professional life as well. So remember that. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about time off during spring break. Yeah, it's that time of year already. Spring break is just around the corner. If it's not already happened, it's coming. So, it's that time of year when the kids want to shed their winter coats. They want to get away from the insanity of school. They want to get away from being locked up in school during the winter. They want to go outside and enjoy the outdoors. And it's also the time of year that parents want to spend a little time with the younger kids because they're off. So why not spend some time at home or on the road or going someplace? They want to spend time away from the office. They also want to go outside and get away from being cooped up in the office all during winter. It's crazy. Now, I'm not talking about the college spring break, you know, Daytona Beach, Miami Beach, Panama City, South Padre. I'm not talking about that. That's a whole different time. That's a whole different place. That's outside the scope of what I want to talk about today. Now, don't get me wrong. South Padre rocks. It always has, always will. Panama City has rocked and always has, always will. But I'll leave it at that. I want to talk about what happens when this occurs in the workplace. You know, the parents, they're working. They want to get away. They want to take time off. And it's we're going to look at it as the same thing that happens during the holidays. What happens when they want to take time off to go spend time with the kids, or they want to go see the kids perform, or they want to go see the kids do this? They want to spend, the parents want to spend time with the kids. So in this case, how is it fair to the single people, the ones that don't have any children? How is it fair to them? That's part of the deal. Unfortunately, you have to accommodate everybody. So if you've maintained, say in your organization, you've maintained a master calendar, what's to say you can't now flip that calendar and make it something for the singles or the ones that don't have any kids, have them take some time off? Okay, so you see where I'm going with this. Let's just be fair. But again, you can't just walk up on the Friday before spring break and say, hey, I want to take some time off. You have to communicate. You have to communicate early as possible. Heck, I'd go in after listening to this. Well, I would have gone in after the first of the year, and I've done it on occasions. When I worked for the state, I've gone in and you can actually plan out for the next year. Because it was during the holidays that we sat around and said, hey, you know, can we get together on this time? How does it look for April? How does it look for March? How does it look for May or end of May, June? And we all come to a decision, and then poof, we go back to work. And then once we get back to work, put in the request for time off. So early bird gets the worm in this case. Now, you've got to be fair. You've got to be understanding that, you know, some people, that's what they'll do, and they'll pull rank or they'll pull tenure. It's understandable. Expect it. So long as everybody going in understands that, hey, look, they were here first. Or, hey, how about cutting some people some slack? How about changing it up once? Again, communicating with each other. There's nothing wrong with asking. You're not going to get something unless you ask for it. So by the same token, you're not going to get somebody to change their plans unless you ask, or unless you jump in ahead of them and say, hey, look, I understand you've been here longer, but I did put it in first. And leadership needs to ensure that everybody's on board and can cooperate and work together based on that fact. But it's when there's problems or somebody just decides, no, I've always had this off. I don't need to put it in. I'm so-and-so. You know, that's where problems begin. But that won't be the only problem. There would have already been problems if somebody comes in with that mindset, that way of thinking. Problems would have already existed. So I'm not saying anything new. I'm just saying to be cautious, be careful, be considerate, be kind. But most of all, communicate. Communicate early and often. I cannot stress that enough, because that's how problems get resolved, or even before problems begin. I also mentioned about a master calendar. Make sure that there is a master calendar, or that everybody has an electronic access to a calendar that's shared by everybody. In this case, HR could be the ones that maintain that calendar and then share it with others. Work with each other to get the schedule working. Work with each other to schedule everything out. Work with each other to ensure the coverage is in place. Work with each other all the time. Not for something that's just like, well, I want my time off and this, I'll work with people only then. No, you got to work with everybody all the time. And once you're communicating and people understand what your needs are and they understand what your needs are, it makes this a whole lot easier. It makes taking time off at any time throughout the year a little bit easier. Sure, somebody wants to take a 3 weeks off in August. Fine, you know, here come the holidays. They're not going to get to take time off in the holidays because they already burned it in August. And that's okay. But now that opens it up for somebody else. You see where I'm going with this? It's a matter of communicating, working, and looking at the master's calendar and getting your content, your request in on time early. Don't wait till the last minute, because that's a great way to create animosity with people. And that's not a good way to do business, especially with your coworkers, your peers, or the people you lead. If you go out there and just jump all over and decide, no, you can't take time off. I'm the boss. I'm taking time off. Remember that, folks. Remember that. So what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode? What do you think about time off during spring break or time off throughout the year? And about getting that under control and making sure everybody, those that have kids and those that don't, understand how the calendar and time off request process works. It has to work for everybody. It has to be fair to everybody. So what do you think? You have any questions or comments about this, or am I missing something? Share it, and I'll share it with everybody else. Let me know. Email me those questions or comments, dave@daveguerra.com, or on Twitter. Tweet them to me at @DaveGuerra, @DaveGuerra, all one word. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I'm a United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a friend. And most of all, what I am is I am very appreciative of you, of taking the time to listen, to download and listen to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. And as always, I want you to remember to go beyond the grind and go beyond that hustle, because that's the only way to be a true walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.